Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
How much longer is...
Don't talk.
How much longer...
If you don't hold still, we're going to have to start over. Very good, Officer Rifle. You can move again.
Great. Thanks. Can I get my booster shot now? The one that keeps my... lungs from exploding? Again?
Don't be absurd. I cannot regulate your condition without accurate data. We still have a lot of tests to run.
What? You said this little checkup would only last an hour.
You have been here 6 minutes.
Oh. Feels like longer.
What is the matter, Officer Rifle? You are here. Voluntarily. Surely you recognize importance of these tests.
Importance? Sure. Appeal? Not so much. Just because Hera left her physical with a sticker and lollipop doesn't mean I'm getting any more gung-ho about your medical mystery tour. I reserve the right to remain disgruntled.
Yes, yes. Very good. Hmm. 130 over 80. Not ideal, but within acceptable parameters.
Hooray. Let's do this again some other time.
Open eyes, very wide. Hmm. Your response to visual stimuli is slower than last examination.
Sure, fine, whatever.
Is there a problem, Officer Rifle?
Yeah. It rhymes with Proctor Kilbert, and it's looking at me like it'll be disappointed. Not mad, just disappointed. If I don't start growing Wolverine claws in the next 5 minutes.
It has been long time since last chance to evaluate current trial. Exciting opportunity. By this point, the Decima samples in your system might have...
Doc, I know you're pretty far right brain, but watch your phrasing. This is not exciting for me, and it's definitely not an opportunity. I don't care about the new and constantly improving Hilbert experimental program. So if you could just...
Sorry, I'm late, gentlemen.
Colonel Kepler, is there something that you require?
No. I'm good.
Sir? Was there anything you... wanted to tell us?
Oh, don't mind me, fellas. I'm just sitting in. You guys, do your thing.
Colonel, I'm not used to having observers in my laboratory. If you...
I think you mean you're not used to having observers in the medical facility that Goddard Futuristics has very generously allowed you to operate out of, Doctor. And since the fitness of one of my crew members is being evaluated, I'm sure you will not mind making an exception. Unless, Officer Eiffel, if you'd be more comfortable.
No. No, it's cool, Colonel.
Wonderful. Carry on, then. You won't even know that I'm here.
Well, if you would please extend your arm, Officer Eiffel, I need to take...
Sorry. Carry on.
Take a blood sample. Hold still. One, two, three.
Remember to hold your breath.
Colonel.
If you hold your breath, that takes a bit of the sting out of it. Just a tip.
Thanks?
Yes. Hold still, please. One.
Wait, am I supposed to hold my breath just when I get stuck or for the whole thing?
Until right after.
Until right after the needle goes in or... Ow! Hey!
There. You can breathe now.
Jeez, Doctor. Next time, give him a count or something.
Yes, Colonel. Thank you. Very good. That should do. Now, while I run this, we can...
And what is this process going to tell us about Officer Eiffel's condition? If you don't mind me asking.
Colonel Kepler, you said before that I would not be able to tell you were here. I can, in fact, detect your presence. Once again, sir, with the greatest respect, what are you doing here?
Doctor, come here. No, closer. Look at these insignias on my shoulders. The ones that signify my rank. How high is it?
Very high.
And my authority over this station?
Unquestionable.
Exactly. Now, look at my face. I'm just here to observe. Is that going to be a... problem?
No, sir.
Just what I like to hear. Now get back to work.
Very good, sir.
This isn't going to work.
Yes, it will.
It's a dead end. Trust me. Secure servers aren't the sort of thing that you can force open through sheer willpower. Believe me, I know.
Well, do you have any helpful suggestions?
Yeah. Get out of Urania before someone comes back and finds you trying to break into classified files.
Oh, what fantastic advice. I'm so glad you decided to help, Hera.
Colonel Kepler's system is almost as complicated as I am, Captain. Brute force just isn't going to cut it.
Well, I am now taking any and all ideas for how to...
Captain Lovelace.
Mr. Jacoby. Dr. Maxwell.
Hi.
Thanks for that proximity alert, Hera.
Different spacecraft, remember? I am, in fact, not everywhere at once.
Captain, as thrilled as we are to see you, could you please explain what exactly you are doing next to our primary server?
Oh, I was just helping Hera.
Yes, I can confirm Captain Lovelace is being immensely helpful.
Really? How is she doing that?
I was helping Hera sync her navigation system with the Uranias.
Which will allow me to, better help Lieutenant Minkowski's progress with our star positioning data.
Really? Because it sure looks, to me, in any case, You're trying to break into Colonel Kepler's private server. What a wacky misunderstanding.
Mr. Jacoby, that... that would be...
very, very bad, of course. So it's a good thing you're not doing that. And it's especially good that you're not doing that with the customizable backend key, right, Maxwell?
Definitely don't do it by accessing the keychain's memory drive through the command line.
I'm not sure what...
Move over.
Jacoby?
Mm-hmm.
What is happening?
Were you paying attention? We're not breaking into Colonel Kepler's private archives.
We?
Oh, yeah. Maxwell and I have never wanted to take a look at the Colonel's classified files. Try to keep up.
If everyone in the backseat could just be quiet a moment, I'm trying to drive.
And anyway, long story short, that's why we use the pickup.
Fascinating. Now, Officer Eiffel, based on initial results, I must collect additional samples.
Okay.
A slightly longer procedure. Okay. Now, hold still while I attach
the... Just a moment, Doctor.
Yes, Colonel, of course.
This machine that you're setting up, what does it do?
This monitor will cycle Officer Eiffel's blood. Gives precise estimate of the amount of Decima virus in his system.
Uh-huh. And about this Decima project, how would you characterize the results so far?
It's very promising, sir. All observable data validates the operational hypothesis at several points, and these trials...
Excuse me, Doctor? Promising? Yeah, I'm not sure you've got the right word there.
Colonel?
Nah. See, when I hear things like confirmed fatalities...
Colonel,
and
it's
compromised mission intelligence, the word that comes to mind is not promising. Tell me, exactly what parts of these experiments have you found so promising? The innovative violations of scientific norms? The unsuitable research methodologies? Or, wait, I know. Maybe it's the unnecessary pain inflicted on Officer Eiffel.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that.
Colonel, if I could just...
If you could just explain, Doctor? Oh, I'm all ears. What, other than some wildly optimistic conjecture, do you have that justifies using the word promising within a light year of this FUBAR catastrophe?
This is amazing.
Officer Eiffel, I'm going to ask you something I'm not sure anyone has yet. Do you agree to participating in this procedure?
I don't know that I have much of a choice, sir.
I'm giving you a choice right now. Say the word, and Dr. Hilbert will provide minimally invasive instructions to keep you healthy. And whomever among the rest of the crew you're most comfortable with can carry them out.
What? You cannot simply have...
Are you about to tell me what I can't do, Doctor? Finish that sentence. See what happens.
I'm not, sir, but my mission...
Your mission? At this particular moment, you have one mission. Stop making me ill. That's your mission. Stop making me want to throw up every time you open your mouth to waste my life with more pitiful excuses. That's your mission. And right now, you are failing that mission. You have my word, Eiffel. This happens strictly by your say-so.
Colonel, it's okay. He can read all the tea leaves he wants, or whatever it is he's doing.
Very well. You're patient, Doctor.
for those of you keeping score.
Why don't you go get some blasting jelly, Jacoby? I'm sure that will help. Oh, wait.
You two doing okay over there?
Fine, Captain. This playful teasing is the mark of a true SI-5 agent. How's that wiring look?
Better than it did 40 minutes ago, but I can't make sense of this.
Hold on, let me have a look. Here, see if you can just bypass that router.
I'll try.
This is a nice job. A lot better than anything the ballistics dummy over there could put together.
Hey! That's Mr. Ballistics Dummy to you all.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. How'd you get good at this?
Building our escape shuttle. I picked up way more of this kind of thing than I ever thought I could.
Custom retrofitting a VX. That must have been quite a project.
Ladies, can we maybe dial in on our own breaking and entering before Colonel Kepler gets back?
Right. So, why are the two of you so eager to break into these files? I can't imagine there's a lot Kepler keeps from you.
Oh, you'd imagine wrong. Colonel Kepler practically lives by the words "need to know." And apparently, nothing I can say will ever convince him that I need to know everything that's in our databanks. No, it's always classified this and security clearance that. I'd kill for 5 minutes at the archives without all the red tape.
She's being metaphorical, Captain. We hope.
What about you, Jacoby?
Oh, same reason I do anything, really. To see if I can.
And if you can get a look at the personnel reports to see what Kepler really thinks of him.
Hey, hey! What lies are you telling over there, you lying liar?
Like he said, he just wants to see if he could do it.
Yeah, that's better. What about you, Captain?
Kepler told me a version of what they think happened to my shuttle. But I want to see what my file actually looks like for someone with top clearance. And there's something else. There was... When I left the Hephaestus, I did it in a hurry. I didn't have time to get... There were letters. I promised my crew to take them back with me, and I didn't. I want to know if they made it.
Well, Captain, I can't help you with the first part, but I think it's safe to say those letters got where they needed to go.
They did.
Standard operating procedure for any cleanup. Catalog everything and make sure it gets to its proper destination.
What Mr. Jacoby is trying to explain, in his usual lack of style, is that SI-5 is bound by rules. And just because sometimes we have to do awful things, it doesn't mean we have to like it.
How considerate of you.
Come on, Captain. We try not to be total monsters. When we can help it.
Interesting. Macrophage count very elevated, and granulocytes much more responsive to probing.
And there was much rejoicing. So what does that mean for my life expectancy?
Very interesting. I shall need to isolate. Yes, yes. But first step is to undo transepts inhibitor. Must find...
Hey, E.T.? Can you phone home for a sec? Am I going to be able to get this thing off my arm anytime soon?
Doctor? Hilbert?
Whoa!
Dr. Hilbert, your patient had a question for you.
Holy! It's okay, Colonel. Are you okay, Doc?
No, he's not. Not until I say he is.
Colonel, I assure you, I meant no disrespect. Everything that I'm doing is within acceptable parameters, but it is very, very complicated process. I need some time.
Failure to follow orders, loss of company assets, disclosure of highly classified company data. A non-performance rate that would be hilarious if it didn't involve body counts in the plural. Even you, with your pathetic, laughable to a second grader standard, have to understand that acceptable is not the word you're looking for. That is not how English works.
Guys, maybe we all need
to... Eiffel, stay out!
Quiet, Hilbert. What makes you think you could tell him what to do? As far as I'm concerned, that man is your superior officer. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, this empty coffee cup outranks you. When in doubt, just assume that you are at the farthest point past the bottom of any food chain that you can possibly imagine. Your days of giving orders to anyone on this station are over.
Colonel, permission to speak? Look, not that this thing the two of you got going on isn't fascinating, but it's been a long day, and I'm still connected to the Dracula-O-Matic over here. I just want to know how much medical insurance I need to buy this year.
Doctor, your superior is waiting.
Initial readings suggest Decima has stabilized Eiffel. Yes. He's entering new adaptive cycle.
Which means
that we have arrived at a new stage. There is potential for exponential improvement on further trials.
Oh. Well, that's a damn shame.
Shame?
Why shame?
Because I've been given authorization to pull the plug on this nonsense. You're done.
What?
We are halting all research related to the Decima virus indefinitely. Effective immediately. You are—
What? No! This is progress! This is results! This is what I have spent decades trying to accomplish! My work
is over! That progress? Those results? That's your personal moron tax for this disaster. The Decima project is officially terminated. Finito.
You cannot do this. You do not have the authority to—
Yes, I can. And yes, I do. Dr. Maxwell will be handling the duties of Chief Science Officer from now on. The only thing you're going to concern yourself with is keeping my crew alive and well, starting with this man. Take the virus out of his system, make it inert, treat the symptoms, I don't care, just get it done. That sound good to you, Eiffel? Eiffel? We're not risking your health on this insanity any longer.
Colonel.
Unless you want to continue being experimented on.
No, I don't. I never wanted anything to do with it.
Well, that's settled then. Do you understand your new orders, Dr. Hilbert?
I understand, sir.
Say what you understand.
I understand I will confine myself to station medical duties, sir.
Excellent. Glad we had the chance to sort this out. Well. As you were, gentlemen.
Well, that's the ballgame, folks.
We got close. But without access to the tertiary encryption, I have no idea how to break through.
Ah, well. You want me to take your question to the colonel, Captain? You never know. He might be willing to show you the records.
Why would he bother? Yeah, I thought so. Besides, maybe next time we'll be...
Next time... Captain, this... Let's be clear for a moment. There is no next time.
Yeah, I know. When we don't try this again, maybe...
Captain,
we'll...
I'm being serious.
What?
You don't know Kepler the way we do. He's one of Goddard's top intelligence officers, and he can be very enthusiastic when it comes to guarding his secrets.
Enthusiastic and destructive in ways that alarm even me.
But if that... No, then what the hell was all of this?
This was a good opportunity. We had a reasonable idea of his schedule, some downtime, and,
Someone that had already done a lot of the hard work for us?
Yeah, that. But really, Captain, don't plan on making a habit out of this. Stars align again, maybe. But don't give him a reason to think you're more trouble than it's worth. If you don't want to ask him, let it drop.
You were very lucky it was the two of us that found you.
He's trying to be what his mind thinks of as civil. With most of you, anyway. Don't poke the bear.
I assume this is your friendlier, cuddlier version of the whiskey speech.
Oh, God. He gave them the whiskey speech.
Oh, yeah. I like the smell of it. I like the taste of it.
I like the feel of it in my hand. Ugh.
Captain? Would you mind heading back to the observation deck? Lieutenant Minkowski is requesting assistance.
Go. We'll clean up this mess.
Sure. Tell Minkowski I'm on my way, Hera.
Leak sealed up?
Yeah, she won't be able to patch in this way.
How close was she?
Too close. We were lucky we caught her. She's very good. It might turn into a problem.
I'll run it by Kepler.
Good. Jacoby, just out of curiosity, did we deliver those letters from the old Tavestis crew?
The hell you think we are? UPS?
You okay, Doc? Fine. So, everything checks out? I'm not headed for another John Hurt chestburster episode?
I have no idea what that is, but you're doing well. Virus is much more stable now. You will be able to remain asymptomatic with little treatment.
Look, about what Kepler said...
There is nothing to discuss, Eiffel. You never wanted to be part of my research. Now you don't have to be.
You're taking this, like, creepy well.
I am taking this the way I need to in order to survive. You need to do the same.
What do you mean?
Use your brain. Kepler is manipulating you. He is using your feelings against me to gain leverage over you. This is only the beginning.
Of me being treated like a human being?
Call it what you like. Eiffel, you have no reason to trust me, but please, do not make the mistake of trusting him.
I know who my friends are, and who they aren't.
Then good luck to you, sir.
Hey, for what it's worth, maybe this is for the best. All this time you've spent studying the Decima virus, I don't know that anything good's ever come of it.
Tell that to the fingernails you're not supposed to have.
I hadn't even...
Effects of repetitive cryostasis not far off from frostbite. Once tissue destruction begins, all previous evidence suggests damage is irreparable. And yet...
You're saying it works?
It was starting to. Not that it matters now, right?
Right.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Swee. The role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help fund the new and constantly improving Hilbert Experimental Program? Visit www.patreon.com/wolf359radio and sign up for a monthly donation. Visit wolf359.fm for full episodes and extras, and follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.